Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming together on such short notice. Sorry, couldn't accommodate everybody last night. Relative to realignment, so I'm here to take those questions this morning. Fire away.
An initial reaction, Mark. Were you expecting this at all, or did this catch you totally off guard?
I was surprised by it. You know, it wasn't something that I'd been thinking about, Kelly. It was, coming out of the meetings in December. I think we explained we felt really good about what had been decided and thought that that's the way things were going to unfold. So I was a little surprised yesterday to find out that we're not going to be able to proceed for next year.
Had you been given any indication from the league that there was kind of a stalemate between the two sides?
No, I found out about it for the first time last night, Sarah, but I have to tell you that I'd been made aware prior to the league passing the alignment set up that there was a possibility that it may not receive consent, and if that were the case, I was asked whether or not we would remain status quo for another year, and I told the league that we would be happy to do that if this were to materialize, we would be willing to go along with a status quo situation for another year.
Mark, do you know if there's any legal ground that you guys, as far as owners, can take to kind of push this through a bit?
I don't. I really don't. And I think that, this is a classic case of time being of the essence. So even if there were some grounds, I don't think there's really time to explore them or to act on them, and I don't think that's what the league's intention is right now. Scheduling is so critical, and as you guys know, like, a lot of our teams play in buildings that they share with the NBA, and establishing priority dates and getting the schedule built as early as possible is vital to this league. So there just isn't time to sort of explore whatever remedies the league might have.
After your surprise went away, what was your next emotion?
A little disappointed, I would say. I mean, not overly. I think that, honestly, I think this is something that will occur in due course. I think it was disappointed because I was looking forward to that alignment next year and playing those teams. But we're in this for the long haul, Kirk, and, I think that either what we approved or something similar to it ultimately will result.
The union suggests that this meant longer travel for some teams. Did you have a chance to analyze exactly what it meant for your team?
We looked at it, and it would have been improved travel for us, for sure, because the bulk of it would have been the central time zone. I think there may be some concerns about that result from, in terms of travel, that result from everybody playing everybody. But I think as a league, we felt that, first of all, we're not sure that that's true, that those concerns are real, but in any event, I think the league felt strongly, and I understand, the players do as well, that there's some benefit to having a format where we all play one another every year.
Back at the Board of Governors meeting in early December, was there a schedule that was presented to you guys so that you could kind of see how this realignment would work?
No, there wasn't.
Would it be too simplistic, Mark, just to pick up, and again, maybe have conversations with Detroit, make a swap, because they do want to be in the East, you do want to be in the Central?
Fair question, and it is unfortunately too simplistic. I thought that, Kelly, going in, when we were in the process of buying the team, I assumed something like that would happen. But what I came to learn is that there really is no priority amongst the 30 teams in terms of who would get to go. And it really sets off a domino effect that if you, if we were to just swap with Detroit, there's other teams that would suggest that they are just as entitled to go to the East. I mean, you could make the case that Nashville, for example, is closer to the Southeast and that they ought to go. Columbus makes a very strong case about being, a newer market and that they're disadvantaged because a lot of their games – they're an Eastern time zone team like Detroit. A lot of their games are played out west, and the games come on TV quite a bit later, and that's a disadvantage to them, whereas Detroit's a lot more established. Point is, every team makes a very compelling argument, and it's just not that simple. And, so if we were to go in to take Detroit's spot, it really would make more sense for Minnesota to take that spot because they're closer, et cetera. So really, you know, the first time this was all discussed, what you found was there was no consensus at all. There were a lot of teams that make really good points. And what the consensus was is let's try and find something that works for a whole bunch of people. I mean, like Dallas makes a great case. They're in a division. They play two time zones over against every team in their division in the Pacific. That's a real disadvantage for them. And I could go on. But suffice it to say, it's just not that simple where you just do a quick change, because it sets off, first of all, there's no priority for Detroit, technically. And the other thing about it is nobody wants to lose Detroit, right? The Western Conference, they're such an important draw that teams go, you know, Columbus in particular, they don't necessarily want to lose an important draw like that. So what I learned very quickly was this is far more complicated than just swapping two teams, and really what the league's after is a greater system for everybody.
If there are like two divisions with eight teams and two divisions with seven teams, because that's one of the players' concerns, like what would be a solution?
I'm not sure there is one, but you know, if you go back and you look at the history of the league, there's often been times where there have been an unequal number of teams in divisions, and you know, I understand that point, because if you're doing on a sort of on a coin toss probability analysis, then arguably the teams in a 17 division have a greater chance, but that's not what determines the outcome. It's you got to win games, and really, if I think what you'd find is that in each division, you know, typically one team gets away from the pack, and then it's those playoff races from 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that are really intriguing and compelling. So I don't know that probability argument holds a lot of water. I understand it, and I've thought about it, but and I don't know that there's a solution, to be honest with you.
That this is kind of the opening, you know, salvo in a labor dispute down the road. As a new owner in the NHL, your thoughts on that potential coming up after the CBA expires?
You know what, Adam, I wouldn't want to speculate that that's what this is all about. I honestly, you know, I'd be surprised if that were the case. I'm not going to, you know, I'm very hesitant to sort of fall into that line of thinking. The players have some concerns. I'm sure they're legitimate concerns, and they need to be addressed. And we just don't have the time to address them right now. So I think that's all I read into this right now.
Mark, what was the more comments have you heard from players, your own players this year, about the travel, but your schedule, and what were their comments when the alignment was announced?
Haven't heard a whole bunch, Joe, on either front. I mean, the travel has been challenging at times, but it hasn't been overly burdensome given the fact that we walked into a schedule. You know, it's been tough at times. We had that one really long stretch, but, you know, we also had a great homestand. So I haven't heard a lot of complaints. And, you know, the comments I heard when we came back from the meetings were generally positive, but I can't tell you that there was a huge reaction one way or the other. It was more just conversation like this. What do you think? And most of the guys I talked to seemed to think it was a pretty good setup.
Mark, you said that you were asked whether or not you would be willing to go along with it, and should the PA turn down the realignment. Did you have any option regarding, or what is your option other than being upset about it?
Yeah, I really wouldn't have any option. I mean, I suppose I could, you know, stomp my feet and say that's not fair. But, you know, I think one thing I learned about this business a long time ago is, you know, we're only as you're only as good as we are collectively, and, you know, in operating this business. And I don't think that, you know, taking another year in the Southeast is that burdensome to us, that if it allows the league – that the opportunity to create something better for all of us. I don't know that it's that big a sacrifice for a year. And I would tell you also that I think, you know, the league is going to be, because we're not walking into an already determined schedule. You know, I talked to the commissioner about this on a couple occasions, and I believe they'll be very fair and very accommodating in terms of scheduling for us next year. In addition, we'll have our own priority dates established going in. So we'll have the benefit of, first of all, you know, determining with the league when we can play, and I think as well they're going to be as I said, they'll be very accommodating this year.
The Bombers got money when they were living in the West and having to play in the East. Is there any sort of arrangement?
No, that subject's never come up. No, no. No, I don't think it has had anything to do with it. I think, you know, we're still finding our way as a team on the road, and, you know, hopefully that's something that, as a group, they're going to get corrected here.
Mark, do you think that imbalance, and again, this is a hypothetical question, but everybody knows what the status is in Phoenix and the potential for where that franchise could go. Do you think that could alleviate the concerns of the union as far as, you know, the imbalance of the 2-18 conferences in the West and the 2-7 in the East?
I'm not sure about that because, I mean, that presupposes that, you know, that the eight play or that there's 16 or sorry, that'd be 16 and 14 when really they're four separate conferences. They could be 8-7, 8-7. So I'm not sure that that would alleviate their concerns because, frankly, Kelly, it's not absolutely clear to me what their concerns are as yet. Hopefully, there will be an opportunity now for them to articulate their concerns and for us, if possible, to address them.
The Players Association claims they asked for a proposed schedule, at least a draft even, and we're not provided with that. Do you see that as possibly the thing that really hung it up?
I don't know, Rick. I don't know the details of what has been discussed between the league and the PA. That's way above my pay grade, and so I don't know what information has been shared. Honestly, I came upon this information about the same time that you guys did last night. I was at home and got a phone call from the league at about the same time that my phone started lighting up with polite inquiries from many of the people in this room. Not at all. Not at all, Kelly. That hasn't happened in a long time.
Who gave you the phone call?
I got a call from the commissioner. Yeah.
All right. I just have a question about UND being the game tonight. What are your...
I'm pretty fired up about that. It's pretty exciting to have North Dakota in the building today. Bumped into Carl Gehring a few minutes ago, and great to see him again. And so hopefully they have some success tonight.
Do